So this is Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 1, Text number 54 and 55. So we're reading from the Madhya Lila, and this is verse number 55 on the board. So this is verse 55, I'll read verse 54, translation. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to dance before the cart during the festival, he always sang the following two lines. I have gotten that Lord of my life, for whom I was burning in the fire of lusty desires. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.29.15, it is stated, Kama krodham vayam sneha akhyam saudidam eva cha nityam haro vidanato yantitam mahitam hite. The word kama means lusty desire, vaya means fear, and krodha means anger. If one somehow or other approaches Krishna, his life becomes successful. The gopis approached Krishna with lusty desire. Krishna was a very beautiful boy. They wanted to meet and enjoy his company. But this lusty desire is different from that of the material world. It appears like mundane lust, but actuality, it is the highest form of attraction to Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi. He left home and everything else. He could certainly not be induced by any mundane lusty desires. So when he used the word madan dahine in the fire of lusty desire, so when he used the word, he meant that out of pure love for Krishna, he was burning in the fire of separation for Krishna. Whenever he met Jagannath, either in the temple or during the Rath Yatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to think, now I have gotten the Lord of my life and soul. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gina Jana Salakaya Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Staptitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityana Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, we're approaching some topic that is quite esoteric and very deep in terms of its sentiment of bhakti. Separate love and separation for Krishna. Here Prabhupada mentions that kama, lusty desire, sometimes kama simply means a strong desire to acquire more and more material happiness, material sense gratification. Vaya means fear, and krodha means anger. So these two apparently are called anartas, or things that we want to avoid, because they take us away from Krishna. But even these, when they are used in the service of the Lord, according to the proper understanding and how to use these, one can approach Krishna through these. So here we're hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is approaching the Lord with apparently, from the external point of view, and from those who have mundane vision, and seeing it as just ordinary lust. Because no one can understand the heart of a devotee. And it appears that the devotee acts just like a materialist. But actually, that external show is just an expression. What is actually the substance is the nature of the heart. And what is that nature of the heart is that feeling lost without Krishna. So this mood of feeling lost without Krishna is something that we need to attain. This material world works in such a way as to give a false sense of security. False in the sense that it can't give you security, and security in the sense that it appears to give you. though it's false, but it seems secure by surrounding oneself by material name, fame, friends, family members, and what we say, wealth, so many things. One thinks that I'm okay. I'm on the right path. I've somehow or other made some success of my life. But all these things are ephemeral. Why? Because they come and they go. And while they're there, they can't reach the heart. They can only give some satisfaction to the mind and body for some temporary period of time. But after some time, everything is gone. So the real substance is our love for Krishna. And love for Krishna is not something that is so easily available. It's easily available, but not so easily attainable. Because in order to achieve love for Krishna, one has to come to that platform of the mood of Mahaprabhu. And what is that? That feeling lost without Krishna. Feeling lost without Krishna. Sometimes we have that experience that I'm feeling lost without a certain person in my life, or a certain situation in my life, or a certain desire that I had to achieve something and it didn't occur. I failed at it. I feel some loss, some unhappiness due to that. Sometimes what we see, unsuccessful attempt to achieve some happiness materially. So this is still a glimpse of the nature of the living entity's desire to find satisfaction in activity. But the real satisfaction comes according to our real nature, Jivair Surupai Krishna Nityadas. We are eternally connected with Krishna in loving service. And that is our nature, and that is our activity to awaken that nature, loving service. Now, there is two aspects of love, and we're speaking about one that's really very difficult to explain. And in fact, it's not explainable. It's only experience. But the scriptures give us some indication how to understand that. Just like there is a thing called Purva Rasa. Purva Rasa means loving Krishna without meeting Krishna. Loving Krishna without meeting Krishna. So that means that by hearing about Krishna, and by associating with devotees who actually have that mood of loving Krishna, by glorifying Krishna, in other words, taking up the activities of pure devotional service, one starts to get to that mood of loving Krishna without experiencing his personal presence. But that Purva Rasa is actually our nature, because we were with Krishna at one time. Srila Prabhupada makes that point over and over again. The living entity, you know, somehow or other, our sojourn into this material world is just a small fraction of our actual existence. Because each living entity is eternal. So how long do we stay in this material world? In this life, so many years, but compound or add all the lives together, is still quite insignificant compared to our eternal nature. It's just a flash in eternal time. But so therefore, that loving relationship is so deep and so long-term, but because we're in the material world, we forget it. So a devotee really is practicing the mood of loving Krishna without meeting Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is exemplifying that particular mood in his mood of wanting to be with Krishna in every aspect of his existence. We also know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radharani in the mood of Radharani. Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Radha, Krishna, Nahi Anya. Radharani has come in the form of her love in the body of Krishna, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what is Radharani's love? So who can understand that? To try to explain it, this is not possible. No one can understand, not even Krishna. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his leelas in this world just to understand what is the nature of her love. He can't figure it out. God can't figure out Radharani's love. It's not possible. Haribo. Is something impossible for God? Yeah. But What is that? The nature of pure, unalloyed love. And so love is pure, but even within the purity of love, there's different levels of purity within that love and higher forms of expressions of selfless love. That's Radharani. And so in that mood of herself, she enters into this Leela as the love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he's experiencing that mood. And so we hear how Mahaprabhu exemplifies that. He here says, I'm burning in the fire of lusting desires. It's not that he's wants to satisfy the senses, but Prabhupada makes the point. Actually, he says there are real senses and there are covered senses. There are external senses and internal senses. So every living entity, because we have a body, we have senses and a mind. We all know that. But there's simply a covering over our real senses and mind, which is in the nature of our siddhadeva, our spiritual body. So that is our real existence. And to experience separation from Krishna means to awaken those spiritual senses in such a way that they can't be satisfied. They can't be satisfied. There's a nice story. In the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, where Krishna says, you know, I have some business, got to leave Vrindavan, got to go to Mathura, there's some demons there, they're causing trouble, I'll be back. So, you know, he tells all the residents of Vrindavan. Of course, it's a very heart-rendering scene trying to leave Vrindavan with his mother, his father, the gopis. The gopis are laying in front of the chariot, and Krishna can't even go. It's like too much. Everyone feels like if Krishna leaves, my life leaves with him. There's no purpose of existence without Krishna. But since Krishna somehow or other knows this, so he gives a little bit of a concession. He says, I'll be back. So there goes the hope. All right, I'll be back. So everyone is waiting for Krishna to come back. And of course, the person who is suffering the most from the separation of Krishna is Srimati Radharani. So she's waiting along with the gopis, and every day all the residents of Vrindavan would go on the outskirts of Vrindavan looking to see when Krishna was coming. And then after realizing he wasn't coming, they went back to their activities in a more unhappy state. Unhappy, but happy. Is that possible? Can you be unhappy and happy at the same time? Not materially, but spiritually you can. That happiness is the love, and the unhappiness is the lack of fulfillment of that love. So when the love is there, there's a sense of happiness. And then when that love is nourished by hope, then that love grows. So the residents of Vrindavan had that hope. But then every time when that hope was somewhat diminished or lessened by the fact that Krishna didn't come back, and they felt more and more unhappy. So after some time, and Krishna was gone for how many years? I think it says 100 years. Of course, he did visit a couple times in between. But during that time, Radharani, she says something interesting. She's expressing how much she's suffering. She says, Krishna, you are like a person who keeps animals. And you lock the animals in a shed, and then you go away. And then what happens? The shed gets caught on fire, and the animals are inside the shed, but because the shed is locked, they can't get out. And they're suffering in the fire. I am suffering in the fire of feeling separation from you, burning in the fire of lusty desires. Why? Because you have said, I'll be back. So you lock the door where I can't get out. So I have hope that you will come back, but these fires of lusty desires are burning so much that I want to get out. How do I want to get out? I want to leave this body. I don't want to be in my existence anymore. I want to somehow or other just die because I can't live without you. But I can't die because you won't let me. Why? Because you locked the door with the statement, I'll be back. I'll be back. So that is the mood of that separation. It's like, you know, something that is very wonderful and something that is apparently not so wonderful. I don't know if we can find a comparison. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a statement saying that love of God has five ingredients in it. And all these ingredients are chatushana, and camphor, and saffron, it's musk, and very salt. But then it has one element, black pepper. The little sauce, the little stinging part of the whole preparation. So that is the mood of separation. So in our practice of Krishna consciousness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not only is living that mood, he's teaching that mood too. Sometimes people think, oh, I have Krishna. But it's not like that. Krishna is not so easy to get. And the thing is, even when you get Krishna, he leaves. He leaves. That's his program. His program is to somehow or other attract your love to him, for him, in the mood of separation, and then he comes to fulfill that mood, and then he leaves again. He leaves again, just to increase that hankering for him more and more. And then when a devotee cannot live in this world anymore, and says, there's nothing in this world that I have anything to live for, I only want Krishna, then they're qualified to go back home, back to Godhead. As long as there's something in this world that is important to us, more important than Krishna, we'll be back life after life. So this is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's teaching that mood very deeply. Now I have gotten the Lord of my life. So here, Prabhupada mentions when he makes that statement. Why? When he sees Lord Jagannath on the chariot. The Jagannath Rath Yatra is actually symbolized by Krishna returning to Vrindavan. It's Krishna returning from Vrindavan. When Krishna leaves Vrindavan, he actually goes to he actually leaves the Jagannath temple and he goes to Gundicha. So Jagannath temple represents Dwarka, where Krishna actually took up residence while he was separated from Vrindavan, staying with his queens in Dwarka for many, many years. His desire to go back to Vrindavan was always there, but finally, after some time, the arrangement was made. So the whole Jagannath Rath Yatra is Krishna's returning to his home in Vrindavan. And the Gaudiya temple, which is the place where Jagannath Rath Yatra ends, and then the Lord enters that is in the mood of Sri Vrindavan Dham. So that's why here it's mentioned that when he saw Lord Jagannath, he's Radharani in that mood. Jagannath is Krishna. So now Radharani dancing as Lord Chaitanya in the front of the Jagannath car is leading Krishna back to Vrindavan. That is Rath Yatra. So in that mood, there is hope that Krishna will return to Vrindavan, because Radharani cannot be satisfied with Krishna any other place. When she went to Kurukshetra, she was just thinking, Krishna's here, but there's so many chariots and soldiers and other, you know, army paraphernalia. It's that loving mood is somewhat suffocated by all this environment. So please, and then there's many verses spoken by, mostly by Madhavendra Puri and Madhavendra Puri, and of course Radharani herself, and glorified by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please come back to Vrindavan. And that Vrindavan is both a place and a mood. Can we live in Vrindavan now? Yes. What is that mood? Pure love for Krishna. So when one has love for Krishna, then being in Vrindavan physically is the same as being in Vrindavan. It's not the same, actually, because you can be in Vrindavan physically and not have that mood. So what is that mood? That the Vrindavan mood is that Krishna is the only object of love, service and love. So this is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So separation, it's like a burning fire, but there's hope. And sometimes it's mentioned that there is hope, but then again, higher than hope is no hope, or hope against hope. When you have hope, but you know that you're hoping against something that has no hope, but still there's a little hope that somehow I'll get Krishna. But higher than that, it's hopeless. It's not possible for me to attain Krishna. In that mood, Krishna is attainable. Why? Because it's not by our, you know, we hear from so many different pastimes how that loving mood has to be blessed by the mercy of the Lord. When that is blessed by the mercy of the Lord, how do we get that blessing? When it becomes sustained. When the loving mood is continuous, then the blessings come. Love can come by an experience, and it does. Many times when we glorify the Lord and chant the holy names of the Lord, we can feel the presence of the Lord through his holy name. And we experience some happiness within the heart and within the mind. And many times that natural attraction for Krishna is awakened. But then again, when we're outside of that, or back to a normal, what we say, quote-unquote, normal state of consciousness. But keeping that mood means remembering Krishna always. Remembering Krishna always. So Prabhupada, he makes this point over and over, that Krishna consciousness, Jai Sisi Radha Gokula Nanda Ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Gornitai Ki. That Krishna consciousness really means don't forget Krishna. Padma Purana says, what is the greatest anomaly? What is the greatest mistake? What is the greatest misfortune? To forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead for one moment. Doesn't say just mistake, it says greatest mistake. So you might think, wow, that's impossible. That's too much. Maharaj, you know, why'd you even bring up that verse? you know, get real, you know, we really gotta live in this world. Yes, we have to live in the, we don't have to live in the world. We have to live, we have, the bodies have to be in the world, but we can live with Krishna by remembering Krishna as much as possible. That's why when we come to the temple, take part in the kirtans and see the beautiful forms of the Lord, keep that impression throughout the day, then we can always be with Krishna in that consciousness, because it's Krishna consciousness. It's not Krishna in this particular place only. It's wherever you are, Krishna can be. And sometimes, even in the most difficult situations, it becomes more easier to remember Krishna. It's like we preach in jails. And sometimes we find that the devotees, they're devotees, yeah, they're practicing Krishna consciousness. They're very strict in their practice, and they're very, what we say, continuous. Because they know, if I forget Krishna out here, it's dangerous. It's dangerous. And so they're almost been somewhat forced into a situation of remembering Krishna. But once they get accustomed to that, they find that this is actually normal, to remember Krishna more and more. It becomes more and more easy. So this is the mood of separation. This is the mood of Chaitanya, what Mahaprabhu said, taught, and also lived personally, that There is Vipralambabhav and there's Sambhog. Yugayitam nimeshena chakshusha pravashayitam shunyayitam jagatsarvam govinda virame name. The translation is that in that mood of intense love, one moment seems like 12 years. So how could one moment be like 12 years? Take a little experiment. How does time work? Just the whole element of time. Time is actually very mysterious. No one can actually understand the nature of time. But you get a little understanding by how you relate to time. If you're happy, what is the element of how does time work when you're happy? It goes fast. It's fast when you're happy. When you're unhappy, it's a lot slower, right? Now, here's an even one when you're waiting for something. Yeah, right? So you're doing something and you can't wait to get it over. But you're looking at the clock and the hands are not moving. They're just not moving. So waiting is actually the slowest form of time when you're waiting for something to happen. When you're waiting for something to happen. So in this mood of separation, waiting for Krishna to come, so the extension of time is just so much stretched in that love, because the love is so both sweet but at the same burning. It's causing pain because the fulfillment of that love apparently is not there. So the time seems to be so long. So that's why that verse by Mahaprabhu, one moment seems like 12 years. So that's the mood of separation. And then the next verse, Aslishyava Paravatam Pinastumam Darshanam Marmahatam Kitrotuva Yata Data Va Viradatu Lampato Matpranam Nastu Saevanapara. The acharyas say this is the verse of meeting Krishna. That I'm with Krishna. I'm actually, but Krishna, because he's Krishna, and my love for him is perfect, he can do whatever he wants. He can neglect me, he can do whatever he wants, he can, make me happy, like that. So these two moods, meeting and separation, for those on that platform of bhakti, are constantly going back and forth, meeting and Krishna. We get a little understanding of that, depending on the level of our spiritual understanding. Krishna's there, and then he's gone. He's there, and he's gone. He comes in different forms, and then he leaves, like that. So the devotee wants to come to the platform of chanting the holy names of the Lord and wanting to meet Krishna in the sound of Krishna's name. Prabhupada said that is what chanting means. To somehow or other feel the presence of Krishna in the holy name of the Lord. And that is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. He has actually brought Krishna in the form of the holy name for us to experience his personal presence. So therefore we're actually very fortunate that we can actually associate with Krishna always by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Never mind if it's blissful or not blissful, just chant. just chant. Prabhupada said, you gotta do something. Every moment you have to do something. And what does it say in Bengal? Where's our Bengali lady? She's over there in the corner. Hate koru kaje, mukhi bolo hari. Hate koru kaje, work with your hands, mukhi bolo hari. Chant Hare Krishna. So in other words, the interpretation or understanding is, whatever you're doing, chant Hare Krishna. practice that. And the more we practice, actually, the more we becomes part of you. It becomes more and more pure. Because the nature of the soul is pure. So we're actually tapping into that pure love that situates within our own heart by chanting more and more and more. Like that. Okay, so this is to really try to tackle this particular topic properly is really way beyond my ability. It's just very deep. But we can hear, we get a little understanding of the mood of pure love when we study the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how he exhibited that pure love in so many different ways. When he would be with his last part of his leelas with Ramananda Roy and Srup Damodar Goswami, Mahaprabhu exhibited that internal mood more and more. And many times he would go into two states of consciousness. Internal state, completely absorbed in Krishna, completely oblivious to all external environment, half internal and half external. He would be functioning on the external level, but he would be deep within thinking of Krishna, deeply in Krishna's pastimes like that. So he would go back and forth between these two moods. And sometimes they would bring him to the complete external platform. He would get angry. I was with Krishna, now you brought me here. Why did you bring me here? He would get angry at his devotees. But, you know, because many times in his states of ecstasy, you know, he would sometimes damage his body. He would hurt himself. One Krishna told Radharani, I'm coming in this particular incarnation as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I'm going to have your internal mood. She said, oh no, you'll die. You won't be able to live. How are you going to live? And then she said, but I'll protect you. I'll give you my color, and that will give you protection. So that's why he's called Gauranga. And she's called Gaurangi. So she actually blessed him by giving her external color, which was a protective one, because Mahaprabhu would, you know, he would sometimes just, you know, fall, or he would just, you know, he would grind his face against the wall trying to, you know, he was thinking of Krishna trying to get out of the room. He couldn't get out of the room, and he would just, his whole face would become full of cuts, just grinding, in his mood of ecstasy. But he wouldn't even experience any difficulty because he was so much in that mood. So we get a little glimpse of what pure love is by studying the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that pure love is there within the hearts of all living entities. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhu Kabunoi Sravanadi Siddhi Chitte Kodiye Yudoi. In the hearts of all living entities, the reality of our existence is there in its natural form to serve Krishna and to love Krishna. That is our nature. So Prabhupada says, yat karosi yat anasi yat jahosi tadasi yat yat tapasi tukonte yat tad kurushan mararpana. Whatever you do, do it for Krishna. Whatever you speak, speak about Krishna. Whatever sacrifices you perform, make that an offering to Krishna. Whatever you eat, make it an offering to Krishna. Make your life one with Krishna. And then you're actually no longer in this material world. You're living in the spiritual world. Although you're functioning on this level, and that functioning is there, but still the consciousness is Krishna. And Krishna is not part of this world. Okay, so anyway, thank you for tolerating this class.